What up, you guys? Welcome to episode number 2 of the Dab Sessions.
What up? It's Blunt God Donnie here, boys.
Sad. I rolled the second blunt of my life, Rick. And what do you think?
Hold on. You said you rolled the second blunt of your life, Rick.
I guess the third blunt.
So, no, did you name the blunt Rick, or was you saying?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, okay. So he's got this big, fat-ass cannon, and that's the only way I can describe it to you guys. He looks like one of those fucking head honchos of, like, the, I don't even know, just sitting up there with a big old fucking cigar in your mouth, ready to kick anyone's ass.
Boy, loose.
It's loose?
Yeah, just be a little careful.
Loosey-goosey.
So, today's episode, we figured we'd talk about the different types of dabs.
Yeah.
And what our favorite types are. And, there's a lot of different types. And now when I say types, it's really consistencies. So there's like your resin and your rosin. Your resin is, you know, like extracted with butane and shit like that. And your rosin is heat pressed out. And there might be other ways to get it. It's solventless.
Yeah.
Pretty much. You see what I mean? It's leaking a little bit.
Hey.
Yeah. I tried rolling this boy with a swisher. I couldn't do it. Had to use the slap woods.
You know that last roller? Why couldn't you do it? I'm just like, why couldn't you use the swisher?
It wasn't sealed.
Well, see, I rolled a blunt with that last roller before it snapped in half, and I used the swisher, and it worked perfect. Dog, you could have done it.
Really?
You got fucking this one. You could have glued
right.
That bitch shut.
You're right. I didn't even. Well, I think what half the problem was is that bitch was stuffed too fat.
Yeah, those swishers, you know, they really got the width. They'd be a fat ass like these guys do.
Yeah. Like, this is a fat ass fucking blunt. It's short.
Yeah, this right here is meant for like 5 or 6 people, and we're sitting here fucking hogging it. Slobbing on the hog.
Yeah, I know it's a dab session since we got a blunt, but it's okay. We all part of the blunt force.
Yeah, blunt force, baby. Blunts up.
So we're hot off the heels of a good fucking Brooklyn Beatdown recording. That was a fucking good episode. If you haven't checked out 120, check that out.
Yeah. What was our last episode?
Of what?
Beatdown.
120.
Okay. I don't know why I
get
that confused.
I was gonna say, this number what? So, Donnie, out of the different types of dabs, what would you say your favorite is?
You know, I haven't had it in so long, but I love Shatter. You know, I know Shatter's got stickiness, ickiness, bullshit.
And now, Shatter, for those of you who don't know, Shatter is kind of glass-like. It is very sticky. It's sort of like peanut brittle.
Yeah.
It's,
or, you know that glass candy? You know what I'm talking
about? Yeah.
Yeah.
It's like sugar candy. But when it gets hot, it gets melty and sticky. It's very sticky. I like the Shatter, the tear and pull, it's almost taffy like. And like you said, you can shape it around your
fucking, that's what I like, man.
Your dab tool.
That's the whole reason I like it. I like making a big giant worm. Fucking, you know.
Hell yeah. There's a fucking crumble.
That's why I like Reclaim.
Okay, that makes sense. See, Shatter I don't see as much anymore. Crumble I see pretty much constantly. Crumble or sugar.
And see, crumble and sugar, you know, I like it. I just don't like the fact that it don't really stick to your tool.
Yeah, you need more of a shovel.
Right.
More of a little spoon, if you will. It just fucking fucks with that, man. This, for not knowing how to roll, I did a good fucking
Don't job. Worry, guys. We're going to get some fucking dabs in. This is just the beginning fucking of the show, you know?
Oh, yeah. We'll get some dabs in. Fucking. In fact, why don't you tell them about this next one?
Okay. So,
while I do this.
I talk about Shatter a lot. I haven't had Shatter. So right now, what I can get is my favorite fucking Dissolent, dog. That shit, Dissolent, is good. Now, raw Dissolent, no flavor. Do not get no raw. Don't get raw Dissolent. I mean, okay, maybe if you want to glue your blunt shut or, you know, whatever. But raw Dissolent, it just tastes like rubber ass or something. I don't know. Burnt rubber. To me. But this, what we got, it's called Blue Raspberry. Or Blue Raz, I think. And this shit, it tastes like Blueberry Faygo.
So, this shit, Dissolent, it comes... Now, don't let this scare you. It comes in a syringe. No, you don't shoot it. You can dab it. You can, like he said, seal your fucking blunts with it. Fucking...
You can eat it.
Yeah, you can eat it. You can do all sorts of things with it. In fact, Daddy's gonna do a dab of it right now for us.
Alright.
Just and it's pure THC, pretty much. It's in the 90 percentile.
You wanna squirt me?
Yeah, I do. I just wanna get this up so don't break. Fucking yeah, it's a very amber like substance. Almost like honey. Definitely great to spray in the blunts. A lot of infused pre-rolls will be infused with it.
Oh, yeah.
You'll notice not as dense of a smoke, much like with the THCA crystals. Which we'll get into. Not as dense of a smoke. But definitely very enjoyable, very smooth. The cough kickback's not as... Well, I didn't know we already had an ashtray. Here, I got it.
All
right. Hey, why don't you take this for me? All right. Get these lids out of the fucking way.
You know, a little dabbing right here. It's overcrowded with these 1 gram containers.
Yeah, these fucking lids. But... Yeah, and then, so, the crumble, you got the shatter, the crumble, and we didn't even explain what the crumble is. The crumble is, it's like, it looks like crumbly cheese, almost. Sugar crumble is looks like sugar. Fucking, there's butter or batter, which has a more whipped consistency to it. Now, I'm a butter fan. I am a butter. You get a gram of butter, and it looks like, or batter, and that's what it looks like, a little dollop of cake batter or something there. Now, that shit, that's a consistency I love. It's easy to get on the tool. It's easy to get into the nail.
You know, sorry.
No, go ahead.
I'm thinking, so do they, you know they have batter, butter. Do they have honey? I know we were calling that one shit honey. But did it actually have something?
I think so. Or sauce.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it was very honey-like.
Yeah. I was just thinking, is that a real type of dab? Or...
Oh, yeah. That shit was fantastic.
I didn't mean to interrupt you, you know?
And, of course, in future episodes, you know, we will explain, you know, the different types of... ways to dab. You got your bangers and your nails and your terp slurps and all that shit. We're just using an e-nail. Just a basic titanium. Fucking always on mini nail. Fucking shout out to mini nail. They don't sponsor us.
Yeah.
But they have been providing us fucking e-nail usage since 2018.
Fuck yeah. I've always loved mini nail.
Yeah, it's always been great quality. Fucking shout out to these Slapwoods too.
I can't remember what it was, but I went to the smoke shop and they had a Mano like that, like a, yeah. And they way overpriced it. And I was like, well, I could go on, you know, the website. Just order one of these way cheaper. Oh, they got mad.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they got mad. They said, well, if you can do that, why are you in here? Well, because I was hoping you guys would be generous. You have to wait.
Fucking, yeah. That shit should be like that sometimes. Fucking, so I'm about to do a dab here. Now this might scare you. If you're new to dabbing, this definitely might scare you. Might make you think it's something harder. The THCA crystals. It does kind of look like meth or crack rock, but it's pure THC. The purest form of THC. This is like, what is this, like 98%? Pink gelato.
Yeah. That shit, it looks crazy.
It's got a very fruity taste. It does also hit smoother.
It produces a lot of smoke, but it hits smoothly. It's kind of weird. I like how the diamonds smoke.
Yeah, very fruity.
It's taking so elegantly.
Not as much smoke.
No?
Not as dense of a smoke. Oh yeah, I'm definitely getting bigger smoke there. Now, fucking, you can get, when you get diamonds, there's a few ways to get diamonds. I got just the straight up diamonds here. Another way is diamonds and sauce.
Yeah, I really.
Diamonds and sauce is like two dabs in one. See, that's always a special treat.
I like diamonds in the sauce, but I also, I enjoy that, and I can just pick up a diamond. Put it in whatever the fuck I want, kind of sauce.
Yeah, we destroyed that sauce we were smoking on.
Yeah, we fucking rolled diamonds up in that shit.
Now, again, most of what I smoke is resin, which is fucking, which is not solventless. It has solvents. Usually, it's usually fucking butane hash oil, the rosin, the heat pressed. Yeah. That's when they use the heat press to press the THC right out. Such an impressive looking, very impressive looking.
No, I feel like they would be sitting and just watching the fucking weed just be fucking smushed and watching this dude just like,
yeah, and you know. By the way, fucking, if you're listening to this, fucking, shout out to fucking Frankie's Extracts, fucking, and fucking Zuzu Farms.
Yeah.
Those are the only two places I go to fucking for wax.
Oh, yeah.
Fucking, and, especially if you're looking for a deal, if you're looking to buy in bulk, that's what I like to do now. I know it's nice to sample all this can go out. It's nice to sample these little grams, you know, get a nice sampling, but I don't know. I don't like having these jars all over the place. Like, it's cute at first, but this shit really adds up, man. Now, I used to go through this one place, and their dabs were okay, but they were cheap.
Right.
They were cheap, and I could get a bunch. Now, this is before I discovered my boy Frankie. But, yeah, these were cheap, but you were getting what you paid for. They were green most of the time, and they were just very ick. They were not quality dab. And that's the thing. With the dab, you know, you can't always judge a book by its cover, by the color, because a, you know, a lighter dab is not necessarily always a better dab.
Right.
But definitely by the taste, I think. You know, some dabs just taste awful. But even a bad tasting dab is gonna fuck you up in the end.
Yeah.
Like, even, we've had that reclaim that tasted awful, but it fucking punched you right in the fucking face.
Listen, the other day, you were working, you know, I'm sitting, you know, you're a new dab. Dabs out there. I was like, well, I've got some reclaim in this nectar collector. So I just ran some out into the thing and I did it.
Yeah.
I swear it fucked me up more than anything in here fucked me up. Like,
yeah, that reclaim. Shit. Reclaim is. And I don't know the science behind it, but there's something about fucking reclaim, man.
I love reclaim, man.
Yeah, fucking. I wouldn't say I fucking love reclaim.
I wouldn't pay for it.
Yeah. Man, I will never forget. Before I got thrown out of the Page House, which was right after you left.
Right.
Fucking. She had gotten this wax for us. She got like 8 grams. For like $40 or something. It was some ridiculous, stupid deal, which would sound ridiculously stupid by today's standards, right, too. And it was these little, nasty, clear caps of fucking, it looked like straight up reclaim. So we ended up going through all that bullshit and hadn't talked in a while, right? Fucking, fast forward a year fucking later. Fucking, well. Yeah, a year later, we're at AstronomiCon or something. I don't remember where we were. Oh, it was during a pandemic, so we were at Joe's house or something. But I found those dabs. I found those fucking. Oh, it might have been here when we moved here. We found those dabs and did those dabs. That nasty ass fucking reclaim. But yeah, it was years old at the time. And it was still fucking in there.
So I've had old dabs, I've had old weed. You know what tastes the worst? An old fucking cart.
Yeah.
I swear, an old cart tastes like you fucking, like some soy sauce or something. Or Worcestershire sauce, or just nasty, just drink it.
The carts don't really do anything for me. I have to sit and puff on the cart, literally.
Well, I mean, yeah, I gotta puff it a lot more, you know, than normal.
I remember fucking going to church's house, puffing on the cart, and fucking, I killed that cart by the time I got to church's house, and I felt that. The carts make me sneeze. You know what's weird is that's the only way some people smoke weed.
Yeah.
Like some people, all they ever did is hit them carts. Mm-hmm. And they got DMT carts like that. That's pretty fucking wild.
DMT carts?
Yeah.
Oh. I can't.
Yeah, because you imagine that taking a hit of a cart and then blasting off like that? Like, what fucking the fuck?
Straight to fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
I don't know where you're going. You know. Fucking. What is this? What's this called?
That looks like some sugar. Oh, I don't know. Cough all over it and then do a dab of it.
Well, the other. Oh, no, that's gross. Never
mind. I'm fucking with you.
No, I know. I thought it was something gross. I'll tell you.
You know, wax. It's funny that they call it wax, and I think they call it wax because of how much it looks like ear wax.
Yeah.
Like, it definitely looks like something you picked out of your ear.
Every time I get wax, it don't have a name. That's what I call it.
Ear wax?
Yeah. Hey, well, you smoking on my dog? Man, I got this top quality fucking ear wax. Dug straight out of fucking dome.
Man, what? Wax is so fucking crazy.
And that one bites of dust. That's what's that one?
Hey, BRB real quick. Technical difficulties. And we are back. Sorry about that. Quick technical difficulty. Although it looks like it started recording right where I left off.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
So maybe there's not a pause. I don't fucking know. It's been a while since I fucking used this record like this.
You know, that's something nice too about this. You can just pause it real quick if we're having difficulties.
Yeah, that is fucking dope. But enough of the chit chat out of you, pal. Do that fucking sugar dab. Now, for those who aren't sure about dabs and, you know, wonder, you know, what's the main difference, the way I look at dabs is dabs is like liquor, whereas flower is like a beer.
Yeah.
You know, doing a dab is like doing a shot. Where... Although, even one dab can fuck you up pretty good. But, usually takes me 3 or 4. But, since a dab is so high in THC as well, it's almost, to me, it's a different type of high. Like fucking flower does not fucking get me feeling the same way dab does. What about you?
No.
Yeah, a dab is like a punch right to the fucking lungs.
Yep.
It's a wild roller coaster.
Excuse my cough.
Yeah, you be sure you're gonna cough. You're gonna do all sorts of things. And dabbing, I can see how dabbing turns people off. The torches, the high temperature, yeah, the way the crystals look, it all looks like hard fucking drugs. But let me tell you, it's not. Dabbing fucking is just like any other type of fucking smoking weed. It ain't really shit, man.
Nope.
And it's got all those medical benefits. And fuck, even if you're not smoking, you know, for medical, if you're smoking recreational, who the fuck cares? Dabbing's fucking great.
Yep, I love fucking dabbing.
You know, you fucking... The only way I can explain it is when I'm really in the zone dabbing, it feels like my eyes are chewing 5 gum. And I might have said that last time. But, alright, so I'm going to take a little bit of that sugar. I'm going to take a little bit of that sugar. I'm going to dip it in these diamonds. And I'm going to take some of this. I don't even know what this is. Some other type of sugar. And then... put a glob of dissolute on there.
Be prepared to fucking cough.
Yeah. That's one thing about dabbing. Is it does assault the lungs. So.
Just a little bit of that sugar. Put me into a fucking outer space.
Okay.
We do globs, guys.
And don't fuck this up.
You don't need to do globs.
I lost my diamond and part of my sugar. And the fucking dissolute.
Party foul.
Yeah.
Party fucking foul.
Alright, there we go. It's a 5 dab dab.
You fucking 5 dab dab. He's about to chew some fucking 5 gum with his eyelids.
Again, very fruity.
Can you taste Like, old waxes or?
I can taste the diamonds and the distillate.
Okay.
It's got a distinct fruitiness, though.
Yeah, I will say the sugar lacks a taste.
Yeah, and you know what? I'm not even gonna pretend like I know anything about the cannabinoids and shit. But it's usually got that generic lemony, lemony piney taste. I think that's how it gets described. Holy fucking shit! Yeah, I feel that behind my eyes.
You know the problem with that lemony piney smell? It's like irritable. Like it,
yeah,
like it irritates your lungs and shit more, I think.
Yeah. Yeah.
Remember when we were dabbling that one shit? Couldn't even walk in the bathroom without being like, damn.
Yeah.
Smells like a lemon party up in here.
Yeah. And do you remember this one time we got this dabs? It was from this place called District 7 or something? District something. And, District 3, yeah.
Yeah, I remember the place.
And, I think District 7 or District 8 was just down the street. Anyways, fucking, we got this 7-gram slab.
Right.
And this shit tasted like soap.
Yeah, I remember, I was there for that
like
shit.
Straight up Dawn dish soap.
Wasn't it either wedding cake?
It was wedding cake. Yeah.
And that shit lasted forever because it tasted like
no one wanted to dab. No one. Like that got, we got desperate and we were still like, oh, do I want to risk it?
I don't understand why that tasted like soap.
I don't know, they fucked something up.
But I remember back then, that's back when they could sell you untested dabs.
Yeah, that was untested like a motherfucker.
Yeah. I think it even said on it, untested.
Shit was very unregulated back then. Man, now there's taxes and shit on everything. Fucking. Man, we have one, two, three, four, five, six, seven, eight, nine, ten grams. 11, 12, 13, 14, 10 grams, 14 grams. 1, 2, 3, 3 ounces. We got a lot of jars, all empty, pretty much.
Yeah.
We do a lot of dabs. Fucking man, yeah. Too many dabs actually. Really,
yeah.
Fucking heat up the dab rig. They're all full of fucking wax.
Man, when I first got here, got to Michigan, me and Rick fucking went through like 2 ounces in 10 days. And that blew my fucking mind.
Oh, yeah.
And then we smoked more, though.
Yeah, we dabbed.
It's not even that we dabbed a lot. Many times, you know, we just dabbed in large.
I broke my foot, so we had to,
had to medicate that old fucking foot.
That fucking sucked, man.
Yeah.
That was on a Brooklyn Beatdown day, too. That was fucking, I couldn't fucking believe that. Alright, so I was browsing the edibles for sale.
Yeah.
They got cheese balls.
Yeah, I seen that.
Man, I wonder how those fucking are. What'd you think of the Kool-Aid?
I liked it. I'm not... You know, I got high, but it was weird. It was like... I was just... You know... And my eyes just got heavy.
Yeah, well, because it's 100 milligrams.
Yeah.
And see, you didn't slam it. You just kind of, you drank it.
Yeah.
And so, you know, it was activating the steps. You know, my dumb ass, you hand me the Kool-Aid. Go, 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 go. I ate them gummies yesterday.
Dog, you're fucking...
Them gummies are good. Them gummies are good as shit. I used to get them all the time, man, because there was a time when I couldn't smoke. I couldn't dab, unfortunately. It made me do that too much. I was coughing too much and it was irritating my throat, it was hurting my head. Right. I was a little bit sick at the time, so I was just getting edibles. And I was getting those high C fucking gummies. They came in a different container though. And the one they only had only had like strawberry pineapple. Or some mystery flavor. They never had good flavors. Like cherry grape, which was amazing. It was always some shit I didn't like. But I got it because, you know, edibles are hit or miss, I feel.
Yeah.
And these have always been on point for me. And they were on point for me yesterday, too. Because I woke up with a dead-ass phone. I'm like, oh, shit. I woke up early to text my brother. You know, hey, if you text or call me before this time and I don't say anything, I'm asleep still. I'm not ignoring you.
Right.
I have an alarm set at X.
Right.
Well,
I remember when you got up and went to bed. I think you just left your phone laying there.
Yeah. I had to go get it this morning.
Yeah. Because I remember how shit he forgot his phone.
Yeah.
I was laying there passing out like,
yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the fuck, man. It's as soon as those edibles kicked in.
As soon as anything kicks in, you're on that couch.
I remember
that's
sitting.
That's your fucking nest.
I remember sitting there playing Fortnite. And I remember sitting saying, I'll sit out the game. And then you go on. Oh, I can see him. Them edibles kicked in. He ain't coming back. We might as well just boot him. He ain't playing another game.
Why, well, for somehow you got unset out or something. Or something happened. I think he started as like, you know, like, is he playing? Come on. Get him going. Get him going.
Man, yeah, next thing I know, I was fucking active. I was fucking out of it. Like, those fucking gummies were full fucking force.
I believe it.
You know, that was 200 milligrams. And it doesn't help that they were goddamn delicious. Like, wow, those were good. They had no right being that delicious. You know?
Yeah.
Fucking, like, holy cow. what did you think of the taste of the Kool-Aid?
It was on point. It was like the grape.
Yeah.
You know, Kool-Aid. You know? No, it weirded me out because, you know, Kool-Aid's all powder. Well, this had some, like, little pebbles.
Little pebbles?
Yeah, it went all grounded up all powder. It was, you know, powder, little pebbles.
Maybe it was a sugar that was stuck together.
Yeah. I was like, oh.
Weird. I don't know.
Well, I think I did it wrong because I fucking mixed it up. Well, about an hour later, I'm high as fuck. Yance comes up to me with this little bit of warm water in this bottle. She says, oh yeah, you gotta put it in warm water so it'll dissolve better. I was like, I already mixed it up and drank it an hour ago. I was like, well, fuck. That's, you know?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Yeah, I did it wrong. It was just, I think it was kind of syrupy.
Oh. Man, that syrup. The last time I did the syrup.
Oh, didn't you, like, gag?
Yeah, because it was just a big chunk of syrup. And my gag reflex can't take some of that thing. So when I'm chugging my pot, and that's just a big clump of fucking syrup. Holy
cow. Yeah, I'll never forget when you're fucking, you're having a beatdown, and you fucking, your Sprite or something, your dirty Sprite fucking exploded all over the TV, all over you.
Yeah, that's when I was mixing it in that shaker cup.
Yeah.
And I didn't let the pressure out, and it just went pop.
Me and Jesse both missed it. I had to go back and watch and see what happened.
Man, like when you were dancing. That's something. I got to find out what episode that was. We'll make that a clip, too.
Yeah.
When it pops out.
I'm your old fucking magic kicked in, baby. And I was fucking dancing on the moon.
You ever tried weed pop?
No.
Or the water, or any of the thing aside from Kool-Aid?
No.
Me neither, just the Kool-Aid. I've tried some chocolate, that's good.
I've only ever had drink twice, but it's been Kool-Aid.
Man, they fucking... Oh, I had Tang. That was good. Anne's had some hot chocolate, you know, coffee that she liked. I want to try, like, some fancy, like, gourmet fucking weed food. Like, here's your roasted weed chicken.
Right.
With your garlic weed mashed potatoes. You know?
But you don't like the taste of weed.
Yeah, you're right.
So it needs to be a shit on your...
Yeah, but it's garlic mashed potatoes that'll give me high. That's dope.
Well, I'd probably fuck you.
Think about how dope that would be.
See, that's the problem with edibles and edible fucking shroom bars and shit like that. You know, I ate that little portion of that bar. Well, I'm sitting there high as fuck looking over at that bar like, I want some more of that. Oh, it's gonna fuck me up. Like, you know, so I'm sitting there debating like, do I feed this fucking urge or do I stay in this little safe zone or do I go over the edge?
Now do that and be diabetic. I'm surrounded by shit I can't even eat. Surrounded by shit I can't even eat.
That's why I started getting zero sugar shit.
No, that's zero sugar chocolate.
You thought it was bad?
Yeah. You know, I think edibles should start putting the fucking sugar count and shit on things. Like,
yeah.
That's important. And they should take that shit seriously, too.
Because, you know, stoners have diabetes, too.
Yeah, it's true. And, you know, I'm not saying, hey, we need more regulations and shit. But, fucking, you know, just common courtesy. Because,
we need the facts.
Sugar, you know, how much sugar in something is important. So, oh. Pre-rolls have come a long way, too.
Yeah.
That fucking pre-roll.
Man, that motherfucker, what'd you say it was? Like strawberry?
Watermelon Skittles. It tasted like a watermelon jelly, right?
Yeah. Like straight up water, like.
It blew my fucking mind. When Ann said that, I was like, no way.
And you know, normally when we smoke them, we're smoking with like four people. You know, we're smoking with your brother.
Yeah.
Well, fuck. Smoked at three, fucked me up. I was fucked up.
Yeah, that was.
And Ange was like, this is small. And I mean, he was just like, just watch.
Yeah, wait. Yeah, I don't think she's had one of those yet. The power of a fucking G. Yeah, you don't like the word?
No.
Why?
G. It just sounds, I don't know.
Sounds like a scumbag.
Sounds like what a drug addict would like call like this mix of some hard drugs. Let's throw this together. We got a fucking Jeter, let's go.
Hey man, you throwing down on this Jeter?
Yeah.
What?
Let's throw this Jeter in that Bobo, baby.
I got a Bobo for the Jeter.
Yeah.
You're right, it does kind of sound.
Yeah, see, look. And I don't know why my head instantly puts it that way, but. It did.
Yeah.
I was just like, nah.
But, you know, it's also, I know it's a damn good weed brand.
Oh, yeah.
So.
Oh, it's a brand?
Yeah.
I don't mean talking shit about your brand or nothing. I thought.
Damn, yeah, brand is Jeter.
What's a good fucking brand?
You know. We had a friend who works for him.
Oh, that's dope.
Yeah. That's fucking dope as shit. Because they honest to God, and I'm not just saying it because I have a friend, but they have dope-ass fucking pre-rolls.
I forgot that.
And how that shit tasted like watermelon, I'll never fucking know. But holy cow.
Man, the coffee bar would have been better if I hadn't forgotten to have water.
Yeah. Water's important.
Yeah. Listen, so, you know, I haven't always been fucking on top of the water anyways, just to hydrate and check.
Yeah.
Since I've been here, usually I can drink a bottle of water every time we dab. So it's like, my skin's been fresher, you know.
Yeah, well, I gotta stay hydrated, man. Mm-hmm. Water's fucking important.
I hear kids all the time, oh, I don't like water. Oh, but my kidneys hurt. Well, that makes sense.
Yeah, fucking gotta drink the water, especially with the dabs. Let me see. Shit. We fucking are gonna do another dab here. I think it's your turn. I think you should definitely do at least a diamond. Yeah,
all right. At least I know I got a bottle of water in that. So that's there. Locked and loaded, baby. Do a dab of these diamonds. Yeah. You know, I see everybody struggling with the diamonds. Picking them up and shit. Well, yeah, it doesn't have to. I just fucking reach in there and grab me.
Yeah. You know what? Stone Ninja will be telling us about his Super Bowls he smokes.
Yeah, I mean, that sounds wild.
You know, it's a bowl. He's saying bong rips. He's got his bowl. Cover it in some distillate. Sprinkle some dab on there. And then some Keith. Like, that's pretty fucking fantastic. I see the big one got broken up.
Yeah, looks like, yeah.
That is, I'm telling you, if you're new to this, stay away from the fucking crystal. Looks like some grade A fucking meth.
Oh, this is crystal, I wonder.
Pink gelato. Yeah. The gelato is like fucking top notch.
Yeah, I like gelato. Gelati.
Yeah. Fucking runts are on top of the world right now.
The only runts I haven't liked so far is knockout runts.
Really?
Yeah, I didn't like it. Tasted too tree, like pine.
Too planty?
Yeah.
You know, that's how I felt about the RSO.
Did it taste planty?
Yeah, it was super planty. Hell yeah. I should have did the RSO this weekend.
There ain't nothing stopping you.
Yeah, I work tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, there is something stopping you. I don't know. Shit, you fucking know.
You're a terrible influence.
I'm sorry.
Terrible influence. Oh yeah, he's in them diamonds. Still cough. Not as bad. Oh, I can smell the fruit. It's like a berry. Like a crunch berry. Which I don't know if that's good or bad. Them breezes are good. Thank you. It's crazy how they're able to fucking make vapes that can recreate the taste. This tastes like Fruity Pebbles. Holy shit, that tastes like Fruity Pebbles. This tastes like Rainbow Belts. And holy shit, this tastes like Rainbow Belts. This tastes like ham. Holy shit, this tastes like ham. Oh, that would be so disgusting. You okay?
Fucking ham. Fucking ham, Dad.
I'm just saying. I like how expressive you can be with dabs. I love these ninja swords.
Yeah.
My dab tools are ninja swords. That's... I got a ninja sword holder somewhere. That shit's cool. Pretty fucking cool. The first time we ever saw these dab tools, they were chilling on a ninja sword holder. And I think the ninja sword is what sold Nick on getting the dab tool. Or getting the e-nail. That's because it came with it.
Right.
And so I'm like, oh wow, how much is that sword? Oh, you gotta buy the e-nail. And Nick said, oh, an e-nail, huh? And then he bought the e-nail. Now, the e-nail he bought didn't even come with a nail. It was just the hookup, the heating element. We had to go out and buy a nail separately. And nails were expensive at the time. The nail was like $50 on its own.
Damn.
Yeah. We got it from that store I showed you, though. Alright. Wow, this is a glass.
Excuse me.
I wonder how the hell they make this. Like, what? What turns it from goop into fucking
clear glass?
Alright, now it's a crystal. Like, cause that's... DMT, it looks like DMT. DMT looks like this too.
Like, I'm fucking... I'm hot as fuck.
Alright, there we go.
Holy shit, guys. I'm fucking dabbed.
Woo! How dabbed are you?
On a scale of 1 to 10, like a fucking... I will if I can fucking stop coughing. I'd be on like a fucking 9.9. Selling straight into a 10. But this fucking cough.
Oh yeah.
My cough is bad because dabbing makes my like fucking shit drain. So I'm like fucking gagging while I'm coughing every time.
Oh my god, fuck yeah, me too, man. Fucking me.
It's so fucking good. Get fucking
Well, you guys, on that note, I'm gonna cut tonight's episode a little short. I'm gonna give my lungs a bit of a rest. Fucking catch us back next week with Dab Sessions episode 3. You know where else to fucking find us, and there's YouTube coming soon.
Hell yeah, we're gonna fucking be on YouTube, baby.
Peace the fuck out.